Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 14th of May at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the Science and Adventure Museum Explorium, and we'll be looking at whether Luxembourg can threaten Ireland's funds management status and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the businessman Dennis O'Brien has reopened the debate on remote working, saying that it is a malaise that has destroyed Ireland's work ethic and compromised productivity. He claimed Ireland's reputation as a place to do business was at risk and working from home was now a threat to the economy because it has caused a loss of competitiveness, energy, creativity and ideas. Dennis O'Brien was speaking at the Forbes Mazars Irish Investor Awards at the Mansion House, where he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the Wall Street banking giant Goldman Sachs is considering launching its online retail bank called Marcus on the Irish market in an effort to get access to billions of euros of deposits from domestic households. Bloomberg News reports that Goldman has held preliminary talks with regulators in recent months on a potential widening of the Marcus brand into the Republic, which continues to be dominated by the three domestic pillar banks. That's even as Bank Inter's Avant Money has become a bank branch of its parent in recent months. Revolut has set its sights on entering the Irish mortgage market this year, and non-bank lenders have become more active in the home loans market here. While Marcus may be extremely well-resourced, international banks like Revolut, N26 and Bunk, and platforms such as Raisin and Trade Republic have been active in Ireland offering deposits to Irish households for some time. Only about 2% of household deposits are held outside of the three domestically owned banks, according to Dermot Sheridan from Davy. CNBC reports that General Motors expects to pioneer a new groundbreaking EV battery technology that the automaker says will reduce costs and boost profitability of its largest electric SUVs and trucks. GM is targeting the new batteries and chemistry inside them, called lithium manganese rich. It's prismatic battery cells to be used in full-size electric vehicles beginning in 2028. The new batteries use more prevalent, less expensive minerals like magnesium instead of larger amounts of cobalt and nickel that are currently used in EV batteries.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.